if a cow is going to give birth to a young, you say the cow is going to
be fresh.
All right. And you mentioned the riding animals. You said you had four riding animals.
Horses or...
All right. Yeah. And then just one would be one.
That'd be a saddle horse.
Okay. Right. And then the female is called a...
mare.
And the things at the bottom of the horse's feet are...
hoof.
Yeah. Just one would be one. That's right, but it's just one. I mean, hoofs would be four of them. I mean, there's four hoofs, or he has just one hoof. On just one leg, he has only one.
Head?
One hoof. At the bottom of the leg, he has one hoof.
One.
At the bottom of the foot, he has one hoof.
Hoof?
Yeah, and to those hooves are nailed.
You nails through the hoof.
The whole
thing. Put the shoe on.
I mean, you call those things
horseshoes.
Are there any sheep around here?
No, I don't know of any around here.
You never raised sheep? The stuff on a sheep's back, though, is called...
wool.
All right. Now, you have raised the animals that you get pork from, though.
Hogs?
Yeah. Now, what do you call them when they're first born?
Pigs.
And how big are they?
Oh, they're just little fellas.
Well, I mean, when they're... The next thing after pig is...
shoat.
Okay, how big is a shoat? That's what I'm saying.
Something like 50 or 60 pounds.
And then from a shoat you go to a...
hog.
And the, what do you call a female, an unbred female?
A sow.
Well, that's after she's been bred.
Well, gilt.
And did you have a special name for the smallest pig in a litter?
None.
Okay. And then the male hog is called a...
well, we call them boar hogs, boar pigs.
Okay. And then the other kind of a male that has been...
sow.
Yeah, the male, though, that has been made so it can't reproduce anymore.
Mar.
Yeah. Right. And what do they call that process that they do that to hogs?
Well, castrating.
Okay. And the stuff on a horse, on a hog's neck is called... stiff hairs on a hog.
Bristle.
Yeah, and the two...
tush.
And then you mentioned the trough before. The sound a calf makes being weaned. How would you describe that? The sound a calf makes. When a calf is being weaned, you know.
Well, you're stopping from the...
That's the word, I mean, something like that. Yeah, there are several words. People use blatant, they're bawling, they're crying.
Yeah.
And the sound that calf makes, because it's...
well, we call that bawling.
Right.
Bawling is self to death.
Okay. And the sound a cow makes at feeding time.
Bawling or mooing.
All right. And the sound a horse makes at feeding time.
Nicking or neighing.
And you talked about the chicken. A hen on an egg is called a...
yeah. Well, you mean sitting on the egg?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, what you call...
sitting hen.
Okay. And then when you're going to... the hen and the chicks. Now, the big house, you probably call that, for the chickens, you call that a
poultry house.
Poultry house. But then these little things that have flaps on them.
The chicken coop.
All right. And the bone, the chicken bone that kids like to play with, they pull them apart.
Pulley bone.
Now, are there any, what superstitions or games the kids play with themselves with the pulley bone? You know? Do you remember?
Well, to see who would get married first, put them under the table, one pull one the side and one the other, and one gets along the side. Ain't that the way it used to be?
They do it under the table, huh?
Yeah.
And put it up over the door.
And the one that comes in the door first will be the one you match.
I see. That's good. Did you ever hear that called the boy or the boy bone?
No, I never did.
No.
A lady yesterday I talked to told me about the boy and the house and land. When they broke it, the one who got the big piece got the house and land, and the one who got the short piece got the boy. That was
well, I never heard of that. I didn't hear of it as a different thing.
Now, the